So you want to get to six figures, but you feel like you don't have the money to put into your business to help you get there, which is so frustrating and also so kind of comical almost, because you want to make more money, but you don't have the money to do it. So what can you do about that? Well, number one, you don't need to have money to make money. That's one of those limiting beliefs that you can just ditch. But you may be feeling that right now in your business because you feel like you can't possibly take your business to six figures unless you can afford to pay someone to support you or rebuild your website or pay for a new tool that allows you to leverage your time, something like that. So there's some investment you feel you need to make that will allow you to grow. And that totally is a part of doing business. And so here's the secret to getting past that and to solving that perceived problem. Most women in business, in particular that I see, they perceive it to be a case of, I want to get from here to there. So I need to build a staircase. And so what they do is they make a list of all the things they need to build the staircase. You know, I need the timber, I need the screws, the nails, the tools, maybe the people who actually build this staircase so that it doesn't collapse on me. They make that big list. And then they look at their current resources and they think, well, I don't have any of those things or very few of those things. So I guess I can't build the staircase and I can't reach that next level. So I ask you to just stop for a moment and step back and think about it differently, because we're not building an actual physical staircase here. We're building an expansion in your business. And so that means that you don't need to build the entire staircase in one hit to reach that next level of income. In fact, all you need to be able to do is build the next step. And there are many, many ways that you can find the resources to just build that next step. So I'll give you a couple of practical pointers with this. Number one, you've established that you need the staircase and you already know all the things that are required to make it happen. Make sure you list them out really carefully and then get really, really clear on which is your next step and which one is the one after that. So not just knowing that this is all the things I need to reach the top, but what is it exactly that I need to build my next step? What is my next step? And then what do I need to build it? And you'll find that that's just a little baby step thing. You can break that down into really tiny little baby steps that are very achievable for you. And then if that requires funding, money, then all you need to do is look at where you're currently spending money in your business and either reallocate some of that money so that this step can be built. So you might decide that this week you are going to distribute your newsletter yourself and your VA takes a week off and you're going to put that money into something else that helps you build this next step. Maybe you will get her to do a different job without increasing her hours, right? So there are lots of creative ways that you can reallocate the money you're already spending in your business. Or you may decide that I'm going to raise these funds. So you may have a special offer. You may email your existing clients and say, hey, if you want to buy ahead, I've got, you know, a special package for you. Something like that that helps you get a little bit of an influx of money just for that. But I really urge you to only keep that very small, because the last thing I want you to do is have some massive sale, be inundated, get the money in, which will be great, but then be so bogged down delivering those services that you don't actually have any time to build that step. And I do see that happen a lot. And then you think, well, I need to pay even more people to help me build the staircase because I can't even put hammer and nail in myself. I'm too busy. And at the same time, you're totally getting worn out and you don't even have time to think about building the staircase or direct how that next step should be built. And it just never happens, right? So that's something to be really mindful of. So do break it down into just exactly what do I need to build this next step and keep it there. So it's kind of the opposite to how most people think. They think, got to build the whole staircase, need all the materials, all the resources, ready to go, and then I'm doing it. And I really urge you to do the opposite to that, because it will be much more sustainable and easy for you. And it will also stop you from burning yourself out and then unconsciously sabotaging yourself because this is just all way too much work, right? You know what I'm talking about. So that is how you do it. And make sure you keep at it and grab my free training as well, to which there is a link in the description. And until I see you next, keep on embracing your beautiful and unlimited potential. Bye-bye.